模拟试题六，一，听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话。每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, can you understand what your foreign teacher says?
Yes, I can understand him by his body language.
Question, how can the boy understand his foreign teacher? Can you understand what your foreign teacher says?
Yes, I can understand him by his body language.
Question.How can the boy understand his foreign teacher? Number two, what time does your first class begin in the morning?
A quarter to eight.
Question, when does the first class begin? What time does your first class begin in the morning?
A quarter to eight.
Question, when does the first class begin? Number three, don't you think his TV set is too loud?
Yes, I will ask him to turn it down.
Question, what do they think about the TV set? Don't you think his TV set is too loud?
Yes.I will ask him to turn it down.
Question, what do they think about the TV set? Number four, I'm sorry to let you wait so long for me, Jim.
Never mind. I'm free this morning. Let's go.
Question, is Jim busy this morning?I'm sorry to let you wait so long for me, Jim.
Never mind. I'm free this morning. Let's go.
Question, is Jim busy this morning? Number five. Oh, I can't find my watch.
I saw it on your desk in your bedroom.
Question, what is the girl looking for?Oh, I can't find my watch.
I saw it on your desk in your bedroom.
Question, what is the girl looking for? Number six. The telephone was invented in 1876, and it is more and more important in our daily life.
You are right. It makes our life more convenient.
Question, what are they talking about? The telephone was invented in 1876, and it is more and more important in our daily life.
You are right. It makes our life more convenient.
Question, what are they talking about? Number seven, excuse me.What's your full name, please?
My name is Henry John Brown.
Question, what can you call the man? Excuse me, what's your full name, please?
My name is Henry John Brown.
Question, what can you call the man?Number eight.Would you like something to drink? How about a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I think I'd like a bottle of orange juice.
Question, what would the man like? Would you like something to drink? How about a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I think I'd like a bottle of orange juice.
Question, what would the man like? Number 9. Where do you work, Peter?
I work in a middle school near here.
Question. What does Peter probably do? Where do you work, Peter?
I work in a middle school near here.
Question. What does Peter probably do? Number 10. Do you think that math is as interesting as music?
No, I don't. I prefer music.
Question. What subject does the boy like better? Do you think that math is as interesting as music?
No, I don't. I prefer music.
Question. What subject does the boy like better?
第二节，听下面两段对话。每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
What's the matter with you, Jim?
I have a headache and a cough.
Have you seen a doctor?
Yes, my mother took me to the hospital.
What did the doctor say?
Well, the doctor asked me to take some medicine, 3 white pills, 2 yellow pills, and 1 blue pill, 3 times a day.
What's the matter with you, Jim?
I have a headache and a cough.
Have you seen a doctor?
Yes, my mother took me to the hospital.
What did the doctor say?
Well, the doctor asked me to take some medicine, 3 white pills, 2 yellow pills, and 1 blue pill, 3 times a day.
Hello, Ben. Long time no see.
Hello, Millie.
What about your history class?
We are supposed to have a history class, but Mr. Johnson was ill in hospital, so we had a geography class instead.
Your mother and I will go climbing on Saturday. Will you join us?
I'd like to, but I have to take an exam on Sunday. I'd better stay at home and study. By the way, will you go climbing in the mountains?
Yes, why?
I know it's summer, but it can get quite cold in the mountains, even in June, so bring a coat with you.
Okay, we will. Hello, Ben. Long time no see.
Hello, Millie.
What about your history class?
We are supposed to have a history class, but Mr. Johnson was ill in hospital, so we had a geography class instead.
Your mother and I will go climbing on Saturday. Will you join us?
I'd like to, but I have to take an exam on Sunday. I'd better stay at home and study. By the way, will you go climbing in the mountains?
Yes, why?
I know it's summer, but it can get quite cold in the mountains, even in June, so bring a coat with you.
Okay, we will. Jim Green is a 15-year-old English schoolboy. His sister Kate is 14. At present, Jim and Kate are at a school in Sydney. They have been there for 2 years. They know that soon they will leave and return to England with their parents. Because Mr. Green works for a very big international company, the company has sent him to work in many different countries. Mr. Green usually stays in one country for about 2 years. Then the company moves him again. His family always goes with him. Jim and Kate have learned French, Japanese, and a little Chinese. They are glad to return to England. Recently, the children told their parents they want to stay in England and don't want to move again. Their father agreed, and he asked his company to keep him in England. The company has agreed. Jim and Kate are very happy about this.
Jim Green is a 15-year-old English schoolboy. His sister Kate is 14. At present, Jim and Kate are at a school in Sydney. They have been there for 2 years. They know that soon they will leave and return to England with their parents. Because Mr. Green works for a very big international company, the company has sent him to work in many different countries. Mr. Green usually stays in one country for about 2 years. Then the company moves him again. His family always goes with him. Jim and Kate have learned French, Japanese, and a little Chinese. They are glad to return to England. Recently, the children told their parents they want to stay in England and don't want to move again. Their father agreed, and he asked his company to keep him in England. The company has agreed. Jim and Kate are very happy about this.